Hi friends, my name is Abhasaheb Chauhan and I am thankful to the Wellingkar Institute of Management for giving me this opportunity to talk to you on discussion of the subject matter related to agri-finance management. In fact, I am also an author of this module of agri-finance management and also assigned the responsibility to explain to you the agri-finance management. So by virtue of this, I am here in front of you and we will discuss various aspects of agri-finance management chapter by chapter and try to understand how best we can utilize the content of this prescribed syllabus for agri-finance management. Okay, with this we will have the various chapters, around 12 chapters which we have incorporated in this your study material, and these chapters one by one will explain you the different aspects of the agri-finance management. The continuation of this chapter 1 relates to giving an overview of agri-finance management. Okay, the for our purpose of our discussion, I have some important tips which I have included in this chapter, like understanding the importance of agri-finance management, then some of the important factors of the financing the agriculture, because nowadays most stress is given by the government to increase the agriculture production, and by virtue of that it is very important to understand all of us to very well the financing aspect of the agriculture. So before doing all these things, we have to also understand how historically the finance was made available to the agriculture area and what was the credit system which was existing on earlier days, how it is modified and what are the current systems. So this is overall perspective of the agri-finance management we are going to discuss in first chapter, and some of the challenges or opportunities which are available to the farmers or the agriculturist, that also we will take the overview of all these aspects. The most important aspect here is whenever we are discussing about the agri-finance management, the basic aspect we have to always keep in mind that the object is the field or the land available to the agriculture for the purpose of agriculture and cultivation, which is fixed. And within that, how to increase the production of the agriculture is the challenge. So considering these two very lengthy aspects, the government, financial institutions and so many other organizations which are connected to the agriculture, they have devised certain programs, certain techniques or certain events, so that the best option we have to select, that farmer has to select, so as to increase the production of the agriculture. As I said, the agriculture, in agriculture land is a fixed. So in India the most important natural resources is land, in any country, not only in India, land, which is the base of the agriculture production. And as far as our country is concerned, our country is the seventh largest country in the world, which occupies around 2.3% of the total world area, and it has around 0.5% of the world's grazing area. Grazing means cultivable area, but it has over 18% of the world's cattle population is feeding on them. So this very, very, considering the map of India, if you look at, on two sides, or rather I can say three sides, there is no scope for expanding the boundaries. Okay, because there is sea shore, Arabian side on one side, then Indian Ocean on one side, and then see like that, the country is wholly surrounded by the water. So there is no scope of increasing the land. So land will remain static, constant. And keeping this as a constant, our population is increasing. And this increased population pressure, when it grows and land surface area is fixed and only certain proportion of it is available for the cultivation. So farm finance has become important so as to increase the output in the farm. It's a challenge, or it is a requirement of current days. Farmers, whenever we are talking about increasing the production, they require the finance, or they require the capital, you can say, in order to enhance the productivity of various farm resources. And there is a change. What is that change? If you invest, if you have the low returns, then you will have low savings and you will have low investment also, and you are also getting the low returns. So this is the vicious circle. If you add, or if you want more returns, then you have to add more investment so that you can get the more returns and you can save more. So this is how exactly this circle works, and the organized and unorganized credit agencies in the rural, it is very, because our rural area, you know, around 60 to 65% of our area or population is in the rural area, and they are surviving only on the agriculture. That is why now you come to know how important is the agriculture is. These farmers, or those who are working on the farm, they require finance at various levels, or maybe various occasions. They require for the development purpose, they require finance, and for consumption purpose also they require the finance. So these financing, most of the cases on earlier days, it was unorganized sector, or you can local money lenders, then agents, from them they used to take the finance, but at very heavy interest rate and all. So the farmers are unnecessarily getting troubled by charging the higher rate of interest and all. Now there are other challenges also, the problems also, and the problems regarding the capital could be well understood if any one of you can realize that the theoretical basis of the agriculture credit system, which was prevailing in India, and currently how it is functioning, then some of the bottlenecks which are faced by the banks and the borrowers, and finally the government's efforts for solving these problems or bottlenecks for solving the agriculture credit system. Technical inputs nowadays are very important. So technical inputs can be purchased and used by the farmers only if it has a money, or if it has a funds. His own money is always inadequate or insufficient. So the need from outside the finance is very much there. And realizing this importance of the agriculture credit in fostering the agriculture growth and development, the emphasis on the institutional framework of the agriculture credit is being emphasized, or it is developed. Let us try to understand the importance of the agriculture finance. Though passing remarks I have made, yes, it requires, agriculture required finance on the higher side. But the importance of it, a little bit deep, we will discuss. This agriculture finance is required due to various reasons. One is to increase the agriculture production, And this is possible only if it is intensification and if diversification of the farming. Suppose one crop is coming properly and second crop is coming copper. Second crop, the land which is occupied by the second crop, is it is not giving the correct production or correct yield. Then in that case, switching over or diversification of that crop into another land where the farmer can switch or farmer can get the more production. So like this, that is one reason. And secondly, intensive agriculture needs a huge capital, because unless there are at various stages, money is required. Maybe right from leveling of the land, sowing, then thereafter leveling of the land, then labors, water supply, seed, fertilizers, water connections, so digging the well, bore wells, so many other things requires the money, and farmer is not having that much money in his hand, so he is depending on somebody to finance them. Then extreme inequalities exist because of the distribution of operational holding and the operational area. Operational area, when I am referring, it is nothing but it is the area which is under cultivation. Okay, then farmer's economic condition, that you all know that it is subject to the frequent onslaught due to maybe sometimes it is a heavy flood, heavy rain, or maybe it is a famine or a drought. So this completely destroys the crops, or crops are not at all coming up, and the investment made for that is gone into the air. So that is a loss making. So this kind of things should be taken care by the financing or government so as to help the farmers. On the other side, the government thinking of more area is to be brought under irrigation, which in turn would increase the inputs like the fertilizers, plant protection and the chemicals. This is also costly. So financing need is very, very essential for the agriculture. So in order to accomplish this, external finance is needed by the agriculturist. In addition to that, to sustain this kind of development of the agro-based industries, agro-based industries means maybe sugarcane or maybe cotton federation, or maybe you can say the processing, some processing units, agri-processing units, harvesting, preservation. Certain industries are only preservation, means it requires the electricity, it requires the cooling. So these are the connected areas or industries that is also required to be sustained in the agriculture development also. In agriculture, fixed capital is locked up by the perennial investment like land, well, buildings, etc. And as well as, moreover, it takes a very long time to get the returns from the farm, but always not less than 6 months. Not less than 6 months. Once you invest, minimum farmer has to wait for 6 months to 9 months. The ideal period is a 18 months period between the two crops. Whenever one crop is there, to get the another crop and the sustain that level, it requires at least 12 months to 18 months. So to get the return from the farm. Hence, farmer needs the finance to continue their farm operations. Further, all the farmers are not rich. They are not the landlords. There are certain farmers which are coming under weaker section of the farming community, and it should be motivated to participate in the development program by giving the financial assistance to acquire the productive assets. Differences between the financing of agriculture and other sectors are, there are various differences that we are going to see also. Because financing normal industry and financing agriculture, a huge difference is there, very huge difference. Okay, these differences are jotted down here. If you take it on the left side, it is these are some of the factors which are important so as to understand financing agriculture, and on right side there is a there are certain points as against the agriculture, certain points which will give you the better idea about the normal financing for the industry in the civilized or maybe urban areas or in the city areas, and financing agriculture in the rural area. A lot of difference is there. For example, if you take point number one, the farmers are not aware of the credit policies and procedures because they are illiterate. They don't know the policies. They only know how to work in the field, how to increase the how to generate the production, how to increase the crops. Whereas in civilized or city area, the other sectors, other sector, maybe IT sector, maybe in manufacturing sectors, or other industries, other manufacturing industries, they are aware of the banking procedures. They are well established. They have departments to take care of the banking aspect. Second point pertains to the difficulty to estimate the efficiency of the farming and in the absence of the farm record. Farm records are not updated. Nowadays, it is going on, it is online, it is available, but how many farmers are literate? How many have the internet connectivity? How they can get the information about their land or farm? However, this efficiency can be assessed as all returns and records, they are preserved in other industries. Then farming is exposed to the natural calamities and uncertainties. Anytime rain may increase, anytime there will be a flood, anytime there will be a drought, anytime there will be some earthquake or whatever it may be. And it destroys the whole, whatever the efforts farmer had taken. Whereas, in industrial production, everybody, all industrialists or the companies are aware what is the risk, what are the uncertainties in their enterprises, and it can be foreseen, how this can be foreseen, how it can be managed. So risk management is important part, whereas in agriculture, this risk management is totally smashed. Even though you are aware of certain risk, you have to rely on the rain god or maybe depending upon the water resources and all. If everything is fine, then only crop can come. That situation is not in the industry. Then frequent supervision and the follow-up after the loan disbursements are difficult as farms are scattered. Even though financing institutions have financed and the farm is scattered in different localities, supervision is very, very difficult. Whereas in industrial sector, the monitoring is very easy and it is less time consuming. Then land as a major security and being an immovable property, it is not highly liquid. It is not highly liquid. It is a static. It is as it is. You cannot change the land from one place to another place, you know. So, apart from in industrial area or industrial or financing the other sectors, apart from the immovable assets, movable assets are also taken as a security which can be easily identified or easily liquidated. Like land, building, machinery, these are the tangible securities, okay? And these are the assets, it can be taken. Whereas in agriculture, land is the only security for getting the finance. In addition to that, this ownership of land is difficult to verify as the land records are not updated. Whereas in other sectors, identification of the ownership can be easily done by verifying the records. Okay, farm products are perishable. It will not, for years together, it will not remain. Whereas in other industrial product or other entities, these products are whatever industrial products they are, it is non-perishable product and it can fix the price. If price is not coming properly, they can keep this price as it is and they can hold the production. Whereas, because of the perishable nature of the goods in agriculture, it may destroy maybe after 1 year's time. Maximum you can store the agriculture output for 1 year. Thereafter, there may be, this can be automatically destroyed because it is a perishable in nature. A lot of pesticides and all these things are there nowadays, but how long you can run that? Maybe another 2 months, 3 months, 6 months maximum you can increase the life of the agriculture product, whereas that is not the case in case of other sectors. Long gestation period between the investment and the returns. As I explained, minimum one crop to generate minimum 3 months to 6 months it is required. Thereafter harvesting, then collecting and keeping it, then waiting for the proper price to come, it requires the longer time, longer gestation time. Whereas very short gestation period as soon in other sector, as soon as the production of product is ready, it can be marketed immediately without storing it also. Since the income is a seasonal, because agriculture is a seasonal, depending upon the rain god, what are those seasons and all these things that we will see after this also. Since income is a seasonal, repayment schedule is drawn in accordance with the income generation from the investment. Whereas in case of other sectors, then income generation is a continuous process and repayments will be made continuously so that you can fix the installment form for the repayment in case of other than agriculture industries. Adequate infrastructural facilities are not available to implement the new technologies. Even roads, transportation in rural areas are very limited. Whereas in urban sector, where the other industries are there, sufficient infrastructure is available and they can implement their scheme easily. Farmers are susceptible to the external influence and hence some vested interest exploit them to guide them in the wrong direction. People may misguide the illiterate people. Farmers are generally illiterate, they are not very much knowledgeable. So, whereas in entrepreneurs are not usually misled by the external influence as they will be, they are really well organized. Okay, so these are some of the differences. That is why agriculture sector requires more and more attention. Now, having understood about this agriculture, farmer, other industry as compared to the agriculture, now we have to go deep into the sector and understand how the agriculture is functioning. So, history of financing the agriculture in India is completely we have to understand, and once you understand that, definitely you will have the ideas of improvement of giving finance to the agriculture sectors. In rural area, you may be aware that professional money lenders till 1935 were financing the agriculture or were giving the loans to the farmers. After the Reserve Bank of India came into the existence in 1934, as per the Reserve Bank of India Act, direct central cooperative banks, district central cooperative banks came into the existence. Then Bank Act as a Land Development Bank Act and agriculture credit received imputes, and there were improvements in the agriculture credit. Large scale credit become available with a reasonable rates, interest rate I mean to say, at very easy terms, both in terms of the granting loans and the recovery of them also. In earlier days, the cooperative banks started financing the agriculture with their establishment in 1930 to 35 approximately, and real inputs was received only after the independence, that is 1947, okay, when a suitable legislation were passed in the parliament and the policies were formulated in respect of agriculture. Thereafter, the bank credit to the agriculture made a phenomenal progress by opening the branches into the rural areas and attracting the deposits. Till the first 14 major commercial banks were nationalized in 1969, and the cooperative banks were the main historical agencies which were providing the finance to the agriculture. After this nationalization, many nationalized banks or public sector banks, they opened their branches in the rural areas and they started giving the finance. But that is also up to limited extent. Various aspects are there for granting the agriculture finance. After nationalization, what happened? It was made mandatory. Government has made mandatory for these banks, nationalized banks, to provide the finance to the agriculture as a priority sector, because there is a different types of sectors under for whom the banks can lend. So under this, the agriculture was put into the priority sector, and it is made compulsory that all the public sector bank has to give under priority sector the target which is given by the government. To achieve that target, they have to lend it to the farmers or farming sector. These banks undertook the special program for the branch expansion and created a network of the banking services throughout the country, and they started financing the agriculture on large scale. In addition to the banks, there is a recent evolution of the agriculture non-banking financial companies, which are also extending currently the credit facility, which are using uses crop as security, okay, crop as a collateral against the storage receipt of the agriculture commodities. These NBFC scores over the banks due to their ability to sanction and disburse the loan quickly and efficiently. The hassle-free process with minimum paperwork gives upper hand to these non-banking finance company, agri-based non-banking finance, agri-NBFCs, and to the definite edge over the banks to lead the customer satisfaction. Because these agri-NBFCs has a robust internal process, they have the risk management mechanism and use of latest technology, and they're taking current market rates as a basic for disbursement, and has further added to the popularity of the agriculture NBFC as it is relatively cheaper and more convenient to avail the loans from such institutions. Thank you very much.